Are you ready to have your heart stirred afresh?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Hey friends, this is Michael Brown. I'm in the beautiful city of Catania in Sicily. This is my 23rd ministry trip to Italy. And all this week we have special broadcasts, the beginning of next week as well. I'll be giving you updates from Italy, sharing things that are on my heart, and taking you behind the scenes in the line of fire, playing for you some of the greatest testimonies and calls we've had over the years, words of encouragement from others. And it is a special share-a-thon week if you're just tuning in, as we're sharing edifying stories, encouraging testimonies with you, and giving you the opportunity to partner together with us on the front lines of the gospel. I don't know why it is exactly, but sometimes when I'm flying overseas, I get a little emotional. I think about Nancy, our years together. I think about our kids or grandkids. I think about the purpose or meaning of life. Maybe I'll be on a long flight, maybe watching a movie, some wholesome movie. Maybe it's just a serious theme or an unexpectedly sad theme. I don't know exactly what, but somehow my heart often gets in these very, very tender places. And then the seriousness of going to minister. I've been outside of the United States ministering on more than 150 trips, about 140 overseas trips. Yeah, actually, many more if you include Canada and Mexico. But, you know, these are substantial trips, 23 times coming to one country, Italy, 24 times going to India. And when you're in a place over and over and over, you see people for years. I first came to Italy in 1987 when I was 32 years old. Nancy and I came to Italy together then. So here it is, these many years later. Now coming with our oldest granddaughter on this trip and her cousin. A lot of years, a lot of ministry. And we've watched people for decades now grow in the Lord. We've seen them impacted. We've seen their lives turned around dramatically. We've seen them do great works now in Italy and other countries. And this flight when I was flying over to Italy yesterday, I just was thinking about life, the meaning of life and the purpose of life. And I was burning so deeply, God, I want my life to make sense in the light of eternity. Yeah, I'm always thinking like that, but it was just deeper. It was more acute. And then thinking of our granddaughter traveling with us, 15, and her cousin, 16, I'm thinking, okay, what kind of world are they coming into? And what about their lives and God's purpose and calling on their lives? So I want to encourage you as you listen to this special series of broadcasts this week, as you listen today, I want to encourage you to really go before the Lord and say, God, how can I make an impact? God, how can I live a life that makes sense in the light of eternity? How can I live a life that makes sense in the light of what Jesus did on the cross? The high price that was paid for your salvation, for my salvation, not just to forgive us of our sins, but so we would now belong to God and be His. Yes, we live in this world. We work jobs. We do things sometimes that seem mundane, the everyday cycle of life. But there's a purpose. God put you here for a purpose, and He saved you for a purpose. Some are more public than others. Some are, in that sense, are louder than others. Some more behind the scenes. But in your family, in your school, in your place of business, in the ministry work God has you doing, there is a divine purpose for you. And now in Italy, after these many years, we hear the testimonies of how by God's grace we've been able to impact people all over the country. And it's gratifying, it's encouraging. It makes sense, the investment of time and energy and funds and life. So I want to encourage you, make an investment with your life. I'm not even talking financially now. Yes, you have the opportunity to partner with us through this week. We really encourage you to. We have some real needs and we do need your help. But look at your whole life. Look at the purpose of your life and say, why am I here? Lord, how can my life make a difference in eternity? God has wonderful plans for each of us if we'll submit our lives wholly to Him. We'll be right back. Give up.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Just first of all, I want to thank you of taking such a strong stance on your beliefs. It's made me stronger. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm a mom of three. I'm divorced. But I do have traditional values. And it's very hard when I'm speaking to my friends or people that I know, and particularly young people, and I'm trying to express why we need traditional values.
You know, I am so conscious of folks like that caller named Letitia. I'm so conscious of the fact that there is so much bombardment we face in society all around us. There is so much opposition we face in society all around us. Often our views are ridiculed as if we've completely lost our minds. And I know that by God's grace, He's given me a platform to be a voice for you. By God's grace, I know, look, David took down Goliath and Israel triumphed over the Philistines. In other words, as I can articulate something and speak truth, it will bring encouragement to all of you that are listening and that are reading. And this way, together, we make the difference, because I can only touch so many lives, you can touch so many lives, but together, it's the way God does it. You know, one chases 1,000, but two chase 10,000. So our joint efforts get multiplied to speak to so many more. You know, sometimes we'll post something on our Facebook page, and next thing, it'll get shared and shared and shared, and before you know it, it's touched literally millions of people. And it's because of that exponential increase as one shares and another shares. And that's what we're believing for this week through this special share-a-thon as we play encouraging testimonies for you through the week. Jewish people coming to faith, people coming out of homosexuality, people who've been strengthened to stand. As we play these clips for you and share written testimonies, your hearts will be encouraged. And I'm believing, God, that together this will be one of those effects, just like a little snowball starts rolling down the side of a mountain. Before you know it, it's this massive avalanche of snow. We want to do that in a life-giving way. We want to do that in a life-impacting way. Again, your gift of any size, 1-800-278-9978 is the number to call. We're just asking you to be generous. If we've been a blessing to you, Galatians 6, Paul says, let him who's taught in the word share all good things with his teacher. This was so the teacher's needs could be met. This is not about my personal needs. This is not about the salary of our staff. This is about the cost of being on the radio, the cost of putting together these broadcasts for you. It is a serious endeavor. It is where our faith goes every single week. As I go out and speak and travel, we bring back funds to help meet these needs. So be as generous as you can, but you're not giving to man, you're giving to God. Give in faith, and the Lord will bless you. 1-800-278-9978, the number to call. 1-800-278-9978, or go online, ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org, and just click donate. Can I read some words of encouragement to you? Would that be all right? Here's a letter. My name is Brandon. I've been a campus minister in Chi Alpha for the last 8 years, so ministering Christian outreach and discipleship on college campuses. He said, I attended the Brownsville Revival on two different occasions back in high school and was dramatically changed by the power of God during that time. So here's someone talking about something that happened to him maybe 17, 18, 19, even 20 years ago. That's how far back the Brownsville Revival was. And he has been impacted for life by it. Oh, there's more to his letter. I'll read it in a moment. But that's what we're about. Lasting fruit. You know, as I speak to you right now, there are people who've been touched by this ministry who are serving all over America, who are serving all over the world, who are living sacrificially to bring the gospel to the lost and hurting and needy, who are living sacrificially to take the gospel where it's not gone before. And that's all as a direct result of the lasting power of the Word of God. and the reality of the Holy Spirit working in our lives. And I know through this radio broadcast, as I speak to you right now, around America and via internet and other means around the world, as I speak to you now, I know that many have been impacted in a long-term way. That's why we're here, lasting fruit. So listen to what Brandon says. Over the last year, I found out about the Line of Fire podcast and started listening to you every day. I have also bought some of your books and become a torchbearer. So one of our monthly supporters helping us with at least $30 or more per month. He said, your work and ministry is completely groundbreaking. I want to thank you for what you're doing. I tell my wife about what I learned from you all the time. There are not enough preachers preaching the truth in love nowadays. Friends, we hear that day and night. We have a flood of emails coming in and callers calling and thanking us for these very things. I have to tell you, honestly, it's humbling. When I go out and speak, I've had lines of people waiting to talk to me. I remember I was doing a book signing at a large church in Tennessee, and there was a 12-year-old girl in tears wanting me to know the impact the broadcast was having on her life. Honey, if you're listening, you know just who you are. You've got the name of someone in the Bible, a prophet in the Bible. She wanted me to know the pressure she's under in school and the pressure to stand for what's right and what it meant. Just a young lady. And then I met the rest of her family. This is so gratifying. When I was in Israel last June, I journaled it. I was humbled. I mean, I was blown away. There was a line of leaders that were coming up to me saying, thank you. And don't stop. And we need you to keep speaking and doing what you're doing. You know, friends, we have unrelenting demonic attack that comes against us, and it's not a problem. The Lord's grace is more than sufficient. We have people hating on us day and night. We have people wishing our death. I mean, there one guy writes in and he says, you need to be beat about the head by the Bible until you have never damage. He meant to say nerve damage, but he misspelled it. I mean, that's on a daily basis. A guy writes to us not long ago. He said, I've got a bullet for you on this particular day. I mean, we hear this day and night, and you pray for the people involved, and you just know this comes with the territory. The only thing that we find wearing, is lack of financial support. That's the thing that's most challenging for me. And that's something every one of you can do. You might say, Dr. Brown, I couldn't debate a rabbi the way you did. Well, the Lord's really called me to that and equipped me to do that after many years of study and prayer and effort. You might say, boy, I don't feel like I'm supposed to get on national TV, you know, on Piers Morgan when he challenges you about what the Bible says on homosexuality. I don't feel comfortable doing that. Hey, I'm totally comfortable doing that. The Lord's given me grace. But you can help us financially. You can help us with your prayers. And then you can reach people I could never reach. You have access to people and open doors I never have. But we have this amazing, amazing platform through radio, through internet broadcast, through podcasts. Oh, I was in England just early this year, and a woman came up to me from Finland. And she said to me, your broadcast, she said, it's my daily bread. It's my daily bread. I take these words so, so seriously. So your gift, standing with us, makes a massive difference. Listen to this from Caroline. Dr. Brown, I just want to say that I really, really appreciate you and the work you're doing. The voice and message of truth and clarity you are faithfully, in spite of constant pushback, sending out. I've been listening to some of your podcasts at work when I can, and it's just refreshing and relieving to hear a clear message of truth in the midst of all the things that are going on around us in our culture, America and the world. Mostly not good stuff, and God is not in it. We desperately need strong voices of truth speaking out for truth and godliness these days. She writes, I believe you're right when you say that things are moving down a path where Christians are going to be targeted. And so, thank you. Thank you so much for the work and ministry you're doing, the voice you are being. I pray God's protection over you and everyone working in ministry with you and alongside of you. Bless you in Jesus' name. And it's signed by a former student from our ministry school. Thank you for those kind words, Caroline. Much, much appreciated. And thank you, everyone, for your prayers, for your financial support.
We have major obligations to meet. This is a special share-a-thon. We hardly ever do these, but we wanted to specially edify you this week with great testimonies, faith-building testimonies, and encourage you to partner with us, give you the opportunity to share together with us on the front lines. Call now. Pick up your phone. Give us a call, 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978. One more time, 1-800-278-9978. Or online, if that's easier for you, ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Click on donate. And I've got a special resource offer for you. It's my mini book, Distilling the 7 Secrets of the Real Messiah. Some of the most eye-opening, wow stuff you'll ever read. My thank you gift as you stand with us in partnership here on the front lines on the Line of Fire.
God of light, hear our cry, send the fire.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I wanted, first of all, to say that I do pray for you and with you regularly and for your ministry. And I'm just so excited that God has raised you up as a beacon of truth and of light. We most need it in the darkest time. We need it all the time, but we need it most in the darkest time. So I praise God for you and try to keep you covered.
Much, much appreciated. Thank you for those kind words, for that prayer support. And yeah, the darker things get, the more our light is needed. This is Michael Brown. It's a very special week. It's a share-a-thon week where we're sharing with you words of encouragement, words of blessing, amazing testimonies that will just warm your heart. Some that we listened to yesterday, they just bring me to tears when I hear them. The goodness of God, the amazing goodness of God. And we've got more coming your way during the week. I remember one of them that you're going to hear on our Thoroughly Jewish broadcast, Thoroughly Jewish Thursday broadcast tomorrow, where one woman was listening in Hawaii as she heard this testimony as it was being broadcast, a caller from New York, and she literally pulled over to the side of the road and began to weep. She was so overwhelmed with what God had done. Can I take you behind the scenes into my own relationship with God? When God saved me in 1971 as a heroin shooting LSD using hippie rock drummer, I didn't know anything about a call of God or divine purpose. I just knew that God had mercy on me and saved me. And then I heard people beginning to talk after some months, and they saw a call of God on my life. What did that mean? And in my church, it meant you were called to preach. And when I started preaching when I was 18, I felt this calling. I was supposed to bring the gospel to masses of people. Probably then 500 or 1,000 would have seemed like masses of people. But I've gotten to speak to as many as 300,000 people in a single crowd. Then, of course, through the radio broadcast, through multiplied hundreds of thousands of people around the world. And we can do that on a daily basis. My heart began to beat over a number of years as I was challenged by the rabbis, you don't even know Hebrew, and how can you answer us and defend your views? And God used that to call me to study and learn. And I just had this sense at a certain point when I was in grad school that God wanted to use me to answer the objections of the rabbis. And by his grace, he's put me on the front line. I've written 5 volumes of books on answering Jewish objections to Jesus and 22-hour DVD series, and have debated rabbis around America, even in different countries. And what an amazing privilege to do that. In the spring of 1983, during a time of intense prayer and intercession, I felt the Lord speak to me that I would be used in a revival that would touch the world. What? I would be part of a revival that touched the world? I'm nobody. I'm here on Long Island. Hardly anybody knows who I am. I'm finishing up my PhD work at New York University in Near Eastern Languages and Literatures, but it was overwhelming. And in the years that followed, God deepened that, connected me with godly men like Leonard Ravenhill and David Wilkerson that poured further fuel on the fire. And then, of course, God called me to be involved in a historic revival movement from 1996 to 2000. Some historians have called it the longest local church revival in American history. And the fruit of that remains as people touched in that revival and trained in our school are now serving around the world. And then the late 90s, my heart begins burning for a gospel-based moral and cultural revolution in America. Here's what I journaled October 7th, 1999. My heart is flaming for revolution. Speaking about a Jesus revolution. I see again how only a radical, passionate, by life or by death movement can shake a nation, and I feel called to help ignite such a movement. What? 1999. And here's what I journaled also in that October. How I hate white-collar religion. How I hate commercialism. How I hate Christianity within four walls. How I hate faith without fire, profession without passion, belief without burden. And I prayed, show me the way, and may the messages you have given me, as my heart has almost exploded so many times with your word while writing, may these messages get to millions. And I said this before the Lord, if Ayatollah Khomeini's words could spark a satanic revolution that remains to this day, speaking about the radical Islamic revolution in Iran, sparked by his words, why can't my words, birthed by you, spark a holy revolution? Anoint my heart, anoint my mind, anoint my life, anoint my words. Fire, fire, fire. This was what is in my journal as I poured out my heart to God. February 9th, 2000, I wrote this, Father, something within me is stirring. Is it really possible to shake a nation? Will you really give me a national voice? Will a burning pen ignite the masses? Am I dreaming or is it time? Something is going on. And then this, February 16th, 2001, because I'm called to be a voice, I have that deep sense of destiny that I will be on radio and TV as a voice, not a personality, talking, impacting, influencing. That will be my place of power, that place of service. I journaled one night. I was in such holy desperation and prayer. And I said, God, give me a voice. And friends, every day people write in and say, thank you for being a voice. Some will say, thank you for being my voice. Every day, as our announcer says, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution, I'm reminded of the sacred calling. You know, there are stations I'm on right now, stations like WMCA and WAVA. Some of these stations, I journaled years ago, over 15 years ago, that God wanted me broadcasting on these very stations. But friends, I can't do this alone. We're able to be on the air. We were launched on the air through the generous gifts of supporters. Some said, we'll help you get started, but then you need to build up your support base. You know me, I'm not a fundraiser. You know me, I'm about gospel-based moral culture revolution. I'm about Jesus being exalted. I'm about you being equipped to go out and be a world changer. I don't have every kind of little gimmick and gadget, and here's how we're going to get you to give. We're just saying, we need your help. We need your help. As surely as I sit here and speak to you, God has promised me that there is a gospel-based moral and cultural revolution that's coming to America. We're in the early stages of it as people are awakening and standing for righteousness. And by his grace, I can be right in the thick of it. You can be right in the thick of it. Your financial gifts are part of this Jesus revolution, this life-giving, life-changing move of God. And part of what we're doing on this broadcast, your gifts help us be on the front line. Your gifts literally amplify my voice to speak to America and the nations and the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Call right now. Your gift of any size. Maybe you've been blessed with finances and been praying, Lord, where do I give that money? Prayerfully consider standing with us. Give us a call right now. 1-800-278-9978. 1-800-278-9978, the number to call. Once more, that's 1-800-278-9978. You might say, boy, money's real tight, but I want to send something. God will honor it, will appreciate it. Every dime goes a long way to helping us do the will of God in this hour as we partner together. You can also give online, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. And my gift to you, for your gift of any size, is an amazing little mini book, Seven Secrets of the Real Messiah. It'll be one of the most eye-opening things you've ever read. It's my gift to you as we partner together today on The Line of Fire. Thank you.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Just want to say that, you know, you are a complete inspiration to me, especially at being such a young age that I am. I actually heard about you through a friend, and ever since I've heard about you, I've just been a great support. And I just want to say, from a 26-year-old, sir, to continue to do what you're doing, your impact has impacted me, and through me, I've impacted others.
Isn't that everything? That we're able to impact this young man, and now he's able to impact others. That's called multiplication. This is Michael Brown. Thanks for joining us on a very, very special week. We've never done anything quite like this, a special share-a-thon the rest of this week and the first 2 days of next week. I trust you're being blessed and edified as you hear more of the vision, as you hear the faith that's in my heart, as you hear these testimonies from listeners. I'm going to share a few more with you in a moment. But, you know, many people tell me that when I'm speaking, they can hear me smiling. Yeah, I think you can hear me smiling now after a testimony like that encourages me. Can I share some of these? They're posted online. Otherwise, we'd play the clips, but these are posted online. This is a YouTube viewer. Thank you, Brother Brown. You are so beautiful. If he only knew all of the emails and posts, you're ugly, you're a disgusting human being, you're vile, and so on and so forth. So I have to smile. He says, like a ship in the ocean to a drowning person, a light off in the distance pointing to the truth of Jesus' words, in the darkest of nights, in a time where darkness is ever present, even in the day, thank you for being true to the light of the gospel of Christ. Wow. What humbling words to hear that. What a privilege to be sharing on the front lines. Listen to this from a radio listener. Dr. Brown, you're making a difference. A voice crying in the wilderness like John the Baptist. Your words pierce my hard heart and bring tears to my eyes. I can't believe how far away from my Savior I have strayed, listening to feel-good Christian teachers. Thank you for drawing me back with your word of truth. It is much needed today, as I know I'm not alone in being a victim of deception in the Christian world. Thanks again, and God bless you. How do you put a price on that? How do you express the value of that? Like others we've heard from this week who came out of homosexuality, and we were privileged to be part of their journey coming to know Jesus and coming to a place of freedom. How do you put a price on that? Some of those you'll hear from on our Thoroughly Jewish Thursday broadcast that came to know Jesus as Jewish people. How do you put a price on that? Wow. A young man in Germany wrote this: if I had to choose a spiritual father, there would be no doubt that I would name you, even if you don't know me. But I feel connected to your heart. Your passion for the kingdom of God is not staged, but burning within you. That's a very precious character trait. Yeah, when I have folks from around the world say, Dr. Brown, I look to you as a spiritual father, there's a seriousness with which I take that. Whatever example I can set, whatever words I can say, whatever impact I can make. And I know if that life can be impacted, then she, they can impact so many others. Alicia wrote this: I felt for a long time that a voice was needed to come against the social evil. You are that voice, Dr. Brown. I commend you and join you in this quest. Hey, we each have our role to play. We each have our part. But I know that God's equipped me to be a voice, and by serving as a voice, to equip and strengthen you. If you haven't called in yet to share with us, to stand with us, your financial gift of any size will be greatly appreciated. And this is a critical moment for us in our ministry. So thank you for partnering together. Call now 1-800-278-9978, 1-800-278-9978. Once more, that's 1-800-278-9978. Or go online, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Just click on Donate. And my gift to you, for your gift of any size, an amazing little mini book, 7 Secrets of the Real Messiah.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome back to The Line of Fire in this special share-a-thon. We've got some clips we want to play for you that will encourage you as they encourage me. You know, teaching in a ministry school, leading a ministry school for years, you serve as a mentor for many. The life you live, the example you set, the way you treat your family, the way you walk in integrity before the Lord, what you teach, what you preach. People listen to you, but they learn from you. They watch you. And if you have to put on a show to impress others, that's not the gospel, and people will see through that. But if genuinely you can live out in front of them who you are in the Lord, it makes a lasting difference. But I have the great privilege and joy now of serving as a mentor in other ways. There was a neat note that someone from South Africa posted on my Facebook page. After 16 years of being saved, having you as a mentor has been the greatest thing for me on so many levels. Well, one day here on the Line of Fire, we got a call from this dear sister in South Africa. Listen to what she had to say. Let's go over to Johannesburg, South Africa, but you will have to tell me how to pronounce your name.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How do I pronounce your name?
Lebo.
Lebo. Okay.
Lebo.
Great. Well, nice to hear from you.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Brown. I just want to ask a question from you about contending for the faith as written in Jude. I just want to find out who is you speaking to, who's supposed to contend for the faith? The elders in the church, or is it just, you know?
Yes.
Because, I mean, we have experienced a number of abuses in South Africa, very embarrassing abuses, you know, under the charismatic movement. And as a result, the government has, you know, subpoenaed some of the churches. And I feel that, you know, it's because the church has not taken a stand, you know what I mean, to rebuke some of these abuses that have been happening. So just want to hear from you what's your take.
Yes, absolutely. And it is unfortunate that these abuses have taken place. And I'm part of the charismatic movement. And around the world, the charismatic church is spreading rapidly, especially in Africa. But as I've appealed to Pastor MacArthur and critics of the movement, rather than condemn the whole, why not recognize what the Spirit is doing, but recognize also that it's in such infancy in so many parts of the world that there have been many abuses, and what's needed is more good teaching and more solid help to build up the movement from the inside rather than to try to tear it down from the outside. That being said, it's very interesting, if you read the New Testament letters, that the letters of Timothy and Titus are written specifically to leaders, to Timothy and Titus as leaders. But the other letters are written to congregants. And for example, when you read Hebrews, it's reminding you to follow the example of your elders and to submit to godly leadership. When Peter writes 1 Peter, he says to the elders among you, and then he writes to the young men, he writes to women, he writes to others. So the letters are written to believers. It's a reminder that we do not have a hierarchy in the body where you have believers and then in between God and believers are the elders and leaders. So as a leader in the body, I have responsibility. Every shepherd has responsibility. There's great responsibility for good or for bad. I'm sure most of the abuses that the government's looked at are abuses done by leaders. But this is written to every believer.
Sure.
It is not only believers who contend for the faith, but not just leaders, but all believers are called to contend for the faith. All believers are called to do what's right. All believers are called to have a responsibility. It's not just the believers sit back and the shepherds feed the sheep and the shepherds lead the sheep and the sheep don't know anything. No, we're all equally part of the vine. We're all equally part of the body. We're all equally members of Christ and therefore all have a responsibility to morally and spiritually and doctrinally contend for the faith.
Okay, thanks, Dr. Brown. I just want to finally say that, you know, thank you for your mentorship, okay? I know you're across the seas, but you've impacted my life in a very vast, different ways, and thank you for that.
All right, friends, that's why we do what we do, and your partnership with us enables us to literally touch people around the world. Can you locate the Faroe Islands on the map? I couldn't have until I heard about them some years ago when students came to our ministry school from the Faroe Islands. maybe an hour flight off the coast of Iceland under the control of Denmark. They speak Faroese there, 49,000 people living on 18 islands. Do you know, while I was in the Faroe Islands, one couple was talking to me. The wife said, oh, as soon as my husband comes home from work, he immediately sits down and we start watching your YouTube videos together. Seriously? And then someone else, I listen to your show. He said, I'm an architect. He said, I can listen in the background while I do my work. He said, I listen to your radio show all the time. And then another leader, I read your articles. They minister to me. This is, whoever heard of the Faroe Islands? I mean, for most of us living in other parts of the world, we couldn't even spell it. It's F-A-R-O-E, by the way. But by God's grace and with your partnership, we're touching people around the world. And, you know, we had a broadcast a few weeks ago where a distraught man called in because he was teaching his kids the Bible. His wife had left him previously, was involved with other men, then left him, completely turned hostile to the gospel. He had custody of the kids. He's teaching the kids the scriptures, bringing them to church. So his wife is trying to get custody away from him. And he was having opposition in the courts because he was teaching the kids from the scriptures. So we asked him to write to us to share more. Well, he wrote to us, but he said somehow he had been contacted. He had been contacted by someone who worked for the governor's office who heard what was going on and said, I will get involved and I will help you. That's what happens through this radio broadcast. One gentleman wrote in and said, you are a great mentor to new believers. And another young lady married now with kids, but I remember when she was in high school, passionate to see her school saved. She wrote this to me, thank you for spreading truth, no matter the subject or consequences. I don't have the resources nor the brain power to express the things you do, so I'm so happy to share them. You are a mentor to me and a constant encouragement to fight for truth. Keep it up, and I will keep liking your posts on Facebook. And she expresses her love for me and for Nancy and our girls and grandkids. By God's grace, through this radio broadcast, through my books, through our articles, through our videos, we can mentor people around the world. It's a sacred, sacred partnership to me. And again, I am deeply, deeply blessed when folks write and say, you're like a spiritual father to me. I don't take that lightly. I take that with the utmost seriousness before the Lord, because ultimately we are pointing people to the Heavenly Father. I'm looking at a letter that came to me from Italy, where I am right now, that came from Italy. And this brother wants me to know that through the work that God's called me to do, that he encountered the Father's heart of God. It's an amazing testimony that he sent, this amazing dream that he had. Friends, this is the fruit that we're able to produce. I thank God for everyone God's called to be on radio and TV, everyone who's called to write, everyone that's on the intranet, every pastor and leader, everyone has their role, but we have a role. And I want you to picture this. I want you to picture that you go to turn on the radio one day and listen to the Line of Fire, but we're not there. It's maybe just music. We're not there. And suddenly you're not getting your podcasts anymore. They're not coming in. And when you get online to listen, there's nothing there. What happened? We didn't have funds. You say, well, God will provide. Well, he provides through his people. This is a joint effort. This is a team effort. And this is just a critical moment where we need your help. And if all of you listening would do whatever you could, if each of you took the responsibility and said, all right, I can help this amount, a one-time gift, and someone else with a different amount, if all of you did what was in your heart, every one of our needs would be met, and we'd be able to expand onto the many other stations that are asking us on, and we'd be able to produce even more videos, even more material, to touch even more and more lives. It's my joy, my privilege, to make these broadcasts available to everyone for free. You don't have to pay to subscribe to the podcast. We do everything we can to get the maximum material out for free, but it's only because of people partnering with us, standing with us, helping us. So partner with us today. Call right now, 1-800-278-9978. Of course, you can give by credit card over the phone, 1-800-278-9978. Your generous gift will be such a blessing to us. at a wonderful but critical time in our ministry. You can also go online, Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. Ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org. You can give online. You can write to us at P.O. Box 5546, P.O. Box 5546, Concord, North Carolina, 28027. And as my thank you gift to you for your gift of any size, I want to send you the mini book, eye-opening mini book, Seven Secrets of the Real Messiah, distilling decades of our work and study into one eye-opening mini book. That's my thank you to you as you stand with us in support in this special Share-a-thon week.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
I wanted to first thank you not only for your scholarship, but more importantly for your heart and your genuineness and your fairness that you have toward your callers, especially the times when they may not always agree with you. And I wanted to thank you for your heart and just say blessings on you, brother, for that.
Boy, blessings are received. Thank you for those very, very kind words. Michael Brown, in this special Share-a-thon week, I hope you've been encouraged. I hope you've been encouraged by some of the testimonies you've heard. I hope you've been encouraged to hear some of the fruit that this ministry has produced in our Thoroughly Jewish Thursday broadcast. Tomorrow, I think you're going to be blown away by some of what you hear. I've got one more clip I want to play for you. But first, this was a really sweet letter that was sent to us just a few days ago from Rebecca. Dear Michael, you probably get plenty of appreciative emails and maybe you don't particularly need to hear from me. But I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. You are standing on the front lines, holding forth God's standards on issue after issue that the devil is making a priority in his agenda, and it has to be a very hard place to hold day after day, month after month, and probably year after year. I don't know how long you've been doing this. Yeah, Rebecca, it's year after year, decade after decade, actually. She writes, but I feel like you are out there on behalf of many of us who don't have, for whatever reason, the voice that you do. And it can't be easy, yet you do it with such wisdom and compassion, yet uncompromising truth, based on God's word, and you're doing such a tremendous service for the kingdom of God, for his truth, and for his people, and yes, for the world that resists and hates you. So thank you, and be encouraged. God has gifted and equipped you with a much-needed and much-appreciated gifting. Your clarity with the issues we face in the world holds out a banner for all of us in the individual ways we engage our own battles over these issues. And I guess like Ezekiel, making your face like a diamond, thorn, harder than flint, to inscribe words on resistant hearts, words that can't be easily forgotten. She says, my husband and I pray for you and for others who are similarly standing in the front lines of a difficult battle and clashing of kingdoms. May God pour out encouragement, strength, wisdom, and continuing grace upon you to be faithful in him in what he's called you to do. What gracious and kind words. And then Donna posted this on our Facebook page, Dr. Michael Brown, our champion and one of the rare people who knows right from wrong. You say, how do you feel when you read those words? I feel the sacred responsibility, knowing that as I'm strengthened, that hundreds, thousands, millions of others can be strengthened. That is, as I can articulate something on behalf of the Lord, then others can take it further and bring it into their world and their sphere of influence. In other words, I take it as an incredible privilege that I can be on the radio and have the voice that I have. And I want to thank you for allowing me to impact your life. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your life. Thank you for allowing me to help bring fuel to your fire. I want to play one more clip just to let you know some of the impact we're having on lives. Because it's people like this, it's people like Clarence that you're about to hear from. That's why we're on the air. That's why we do what we do. Listen to what he had to say.
I just want to call you and tell you thank you for the work that you are doing, and also to let you know that today we withdraw our money and our church serve in ministry from Bank of America because they was one of the groups, companies that went against North Carolina.
Mm. And have you explained to them as you're pulling the accounts why you're doing it?
Yes, we did. We wrote them a letter to let them know very clearly that we were displeased with that, their decision.
Well, God bless you for taking a stand, and certainly at the right time, we do want to send messages. Look, on the one hand, we want to send messages to companies, please stay neutral on the culture wars. Please don't be the ones that are making our wives and our children in bathrooms and locker rooms uncomfortable. Please don't open the door to heterosexual predators. Please don't impose the struggles of a few on everyone else. Please stay neutral on these things. And please don't attack our religious liberties. It's a foundational right here in America. And if they refuse, then Christians need to send messages. And Clarence, the day could come where we agree across the state or across the nation. On this particular day, we take our money out of this bank, which is now a tool of gay and transgender activism and imposing their ways and imposing their weight on others. And we all, at that same day, let them know that because of their stance, we can't do business with them in good conscience, or we're contributing to it. And we then work with another bank that is neutral on the culture wars or even that shares Christian values. I appreciate your integrity in doing that. And of course, in Virginia, stands have been taken against religious liberties by big corporations. The same in Georgia. The pressure rises. What we have to do is stand up together. God bless you, and I appreciate the integrity of
reproducing
your church in doing
that,
sir.
Lasting fruit.
All right.
That's
Thank
why
you.
We do.
You're welcome. God bless
we
you.
That's why we stick our necks out, so to say, to stand for what's right. Listen, friends, I am really not concerned with human opinion. If God is pleased, if God is smiling, that's what matters. Leonard Ravenhill said, if you please God, it doesn't matter who's displeased with you. If you displease God, it doesn't matter who's pleased with you. And when I hear these wonderful testimonies from you, our listening audience, I know that that's the pleasure of God, that that's the favor of God, that that's the grace of God. And all the glory, all the honor goes to the name of Jesus. So if you haven't yet partnered with us, if you haven't yet stood together with us, remember, every day we're on the air, these bills have to be paid. Every broadcast that goes out, there is a team putting this broadcast together. So without your help, we are unable to do what we do. We need you as much as you need us. We need each other. It's that mutual dependence that reminds us that the increase is from the Lord's and all of us, that from the Lord, and all of us are just servants. So pray and stand with us. Be as generous as you can. Maybe as a couple, you need to talk about it. Sow into this ministry with a one-time gift as we continue to proclaim this message from the rooftops without shame, without fear, speaking the truth in love, being your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. The number to call, 1-800-278-9978. That's 1-800-278-9978. Again, the special Share-a-thon week, your gifts come at a critical and timely moment in our ministry. 1-800-278-9978, or go online, ask Dr. Brown, askdrbrown.org, and click there to donate, to join our team as a supporter. And my gift to you of appreciation for your gift of any size, an amazing little mini book, 7 Secrets of the Real Messiah, distilling decades of research and writing we've done into one eye-opening mini book, 7 Secrets of the Real Messiah. It's my thank you gift to you for your gift of any size. Again, ask drbrown.org to stand with us. My bottom line today, as we can mentor others, they can reproduce, and through exponential increase, we can touch the whole world together.